This is Michael Edward Miller for WTC. Today is America Recycles Day, and here's a discovery that could encourage more people to recycle. Researchers with the Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute say they've found staggering levels of plastic pollution in the Tennessee River. A German chemistry professor, Dr. Andreas Fath, partnered with local scientists to gather water samples all along the Tennessee River. The way Dr. Fath gathered river samples generated publicity. He did it by swimming the entire 652-mile length of the Tennessee. Researchers in a boat followed him, also gathering samples. It took more than a month for the German researcher to swim the river. He did it last year.
This is hard work, time-consuming, cost-consuming. It's 1 year ago I swam the river, and now we have the results.
He announced the results last month at the Tennessee Aquarium Conservation Institute. He found microplastic concentrations in the Tennessee River that are 8,000% higher than those found in the Rhine in Europe, a river he's also studied. The high level of microplastics locally could be a result of landfills or littering, plastic garbage getting into the water system and breaking down. Dr. Martin Nall with the University of the South also worked on the project. Talking about the impact of this plastic pollution, he says there have been studies showing a direct impact on aquatic invertebrates, things like mussels.
So the plastics can clog digestive systems, and they can act as endocrine disruptors, so alter reproductive patterns.
The pollution isn't staying put. It's flowing from the Tennessee into nearby rivers.
If you look how much water is emptied from the Tennessee into the Ohio, you come up with a number of 32 million microplastic particles dumped into the Ohio every second.
The German researcher, Dr. Fath, says microplastics are inside our bodies, in our digestive systems, in our blood, and he says the microplastics themselves don't harm humans, but could act like Trojan horses carrying pollutants into our bodies. The Tennessee Aquarium is participating in No Straw November, a campaign encouraging people to forego plastic straws, one potential source of the pollution. For WTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.